Good afternoon. Let's bring the property management committee to order. If we could please take the roll.
Roll call. Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Meeks.
Here.
Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Whitaker. Director Yeo.
Here.
Director Mezqua.
Present.
Director Nguyen. Director Tran.
Here.
Director Weigand.
Here.
Director Green.
Yes.
You do have a form of your committee.
Thank you. Bruce, do we have any items received too late to be adjusted?
There are none.
Thank you. And at this time, we have visitor participation. If any members of the public would like to speak, I'm looking for some hands. I don't see any hands. Do we see any hands there?
Yeah.
We will move on to our consent calendar. Is there a motion for items to be pulled from the consent calendar? Is there a motion on the consent calendar?
I'll move the consent calendar.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Please take that roll vote.
Roll call, Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Meeks.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Mezqua.
Yes.
That motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. Our next item is matters for consideration, which is the decertification with Caltrans. I'll turn it over to Chris Tosher.
Okay, I'm going to just pull up a screen, share a screen here. All right, the committee will recall that the district's been had filed an application with Caltrans to decertify some land that Caltrans owns over adjacent to Ball Road at Burris Basin. Part of that land is leased as part of the leasehold to the Island Spa. And we've been trying to work with Caltrans now since 2018 at the board's direction to decertify this land. You can see the border of Caltrans land. And as staff's reported to the committee on more than one occasion, the Caltrans has opted to different portions of that property for decertification. And more recently, Caltrans had advised staff, and I had advised the committee, that they were going to terminate entirely the decertification. That was back in, I think it was back in May, or no, it was in March. I let the committee know on that. More recently, Caltrans has notified staff that they are willing to decertify a portion of what the district had requested. And that portion is what's highlighted in the yellow hash marks. And you can see that it is entirely on the basin and along the edge of the riprap, except for this portion here. Does not include any of the slope of that basin, does not include the maintenance road that goes along this area here, nor does it include any of the tees, the golf driving range tees. The original request, the reason we were asking for decertification was, number one, the district could maintain this entire area for, one, accessing and maintaining the basin, and two, to continue the lease with the Island Golf. However, given that those type of objectives, those objectives aren't being met with this, poses in staff's view a problem with the decertification and potential sale of the property. Additionally, so Caltrans has offered that they would be willing to continue to work on decertifying this area here. To do that, they're requesting an additional $50,000 deposit on top of the $35,000 that the district deposited back in 2018. There's about a little over $4,000 of that left. Caltrans time has been billed against that deposit. In addition to an additional $50,000 deposit, they're requesting that we reapply for decertification. And in addition to that, it would be another multi-year process to decertify that parcel there. Caltrans did advise that it's not their priority, so if they would work on it when they had time to do it, I'll let Mike Hefner in. So given that, and one more piece of information here, too, is that we're continuing to lease this land from Caltrans, and the committee will recall back in June, Caltrans had said that they were going to cancel all subleasing and cancel all leases, and they would not approve the three-year lease that they originally had agreed upon with the district and the board had approved. So the board had authorized filing an application to continue to sublease, so staff has done that, and we're still going through that cycle with Caltrans. But we continue to still have that land, use that land, and Dylan's Golf has continued to use it. So given these facts, staff's recommendation is to agendize this for the September board meeting, direct staff to transmit a letter to Caltrans to cease work on and terminate the decertification process on that 1.3 acres of Burris Basin, and that the district would continue to lease the land from Caltrans and sublease the land to Dylan's Golf as long as we're able to do that. And that concludes my report.
Any questions?
Yes. What's our lease payment to Caltrans monthly?
Well, we've been in holdover on their airspace lease for a little over $800 a month. The what was approved by the board more recently was about $1,141.
All right. Well, that's much cheaper than going through their process, obviously. Yes. May or may not come to a result that is
right
advantageous.
And should they decertify that, the district would still have to then purchase that property.
Okay, we have another question. Director Meeks?
Yeah, I noticed on the right-of-way, the red line there, it actually goes into the parking lot. Is that part of the area that we lease from Caltrans right now? You go back a couple slides.
This area,
yellow line.
Yeah, this is not from Caltrans. In fact, this area here, we're working with a title company. This area here actually, it looks like it belongs to the County of Orange, although they're not entirely sure of that either. So we've been trying to resolve the Caltrans issue first before really digging deep and trying to get this area resolved. But Caltrans had told us that they did not believe this actually belonged to them. County of Orange isn't entirely sure. Tile Company says that this is County of Orange.
Okay.
Maybe even City of Anaheim with the annexation that occurred years ago here. So that's kind of
probably true. It's probably City of Anaheim's. We'll look into that.
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Yeah, that's fine. I'm good with the direction that we're taking. I think it's the right one to do right now.
I have lots of questions, but I'm not going to ask. I'm not going to ask any of them.
Director Yeo has his
hand. Director Yeo?
Yeah, thank you, Chair Shelton. I just wanted to comment on, unfortunately, we got to this point. It's all because of the decision by Caltrans management was all predicated on a staff person's thought that, hey, someday this ramp is going to be widened. But there is really no basis, and I'm going to drag Director Meeks into this, that, the OC Live, the project just south of Vibe, right? OC Vibe. Project.
OC Vibe, yeah.
Vibe, right. The project's environmental document under traffic mitigation did not even mention any work being done in this area. And then there is nothing in OCTA's future capital improvement project, nor Caltrans, state highway maintenance type of projects that involve any work at this site. So unfortunately, management took that staff's word, like, yeah, maybe someday we need this land. And so that's how we got to where we are. We were very close in getting the former district director to sign off. But again, regrettably, we got to this point. So at this point, I support staff's recommendation that it may be best that we just pass the cost to our lessee. So thank you.
Very motion?
I will move the staff recommendation.
I'll second.
Great. We have a motion to second. Please take the vote.
Roll call, Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Meeks.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Mesqua.
Yes.
That motion passes 5-0.
Thank you. Good work on bringing this back. Let's move to our informational items. Update on the Imperial Highway property.
Yes, this is an update on Imperial Highway. So the committee will recall that the district had an agreement with Adam Streeter to develop an site analysis, engineering analysis on the Imperial Highway property. Adam Streeter has submitted their analysis to staff. It's probably not as robust as I would have liked it, although it did cover the boundary, topography, and site grading fairly detailed. Their narrative is pretty light. During the process with Adam Streeter and developing the report, they were going to develop site access options, but we had agreed that they would do that once we met with Caltrans, which took months and months and months, and our meeting with Caltrans wasn't until last November. And then given that Caltrans would not endorse or give a nod to any of the access from Imperial Highway, Adam Streeter did not develop any site access from Imperial Highway. In fact, Adam Streeter did inform me back at the end of May that they would be shutting down operations and their staff would be moving on to another engineering firm. So I got a bit of a confirmation last week that they've actually shut down. So I believe this is probably the final report that's included with the staff report. However, it does cover a lot of the site issues or site facts. Given that, I did reach out to Michael Hefner from Voight, who is on the meeting, and to talk a little bit about maybe moving forward, how to move forward here. And Mr. Hefner feels that maybe the bridge option is still a viable option. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Mike. Maybe you want to, if it's the chair's pleasure.
I don't know. You're going to turn it over to Mr. Hefner? Right, whatever you say?
Yes.
Yes. Well, we can do that. Yes.
Thank you. So shall I turn it over?
Yes,
So, Mike, you want to give a little analysis of how we might move forward with this?
Okay. Mike, you're on.
You're on mute, Mike.
Mike Vernick? Mike Vernick's with Voight as well.
Right. Mike Hefner, you're on mute.
Mike Vernick, you're on mute also.
Sorry about that. Okay, this is Mike Vernick. I think I figured out my mute button. I apologize about that. Mike Hefner, if you scroll to the bottom of your screen on the left, there's the unmute button. Bruce, is Hefner showing, is being on the call here?
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay.
But he's still on mute.
Maybe he went to
the right.
Mike Vernick, if you're comfortable, just you can go forward and then hold it. If you're comfortable doing that, we can go forward with you.
Yeah, I just haven't, and I apologize, I just haven't been in the loop in the most recent discussions, so I'll do my best here, but it might.
Why don't we table this for 5 minutes? Yeah,
and then go to
sleep. But we'll put this aside for 5 minutes and get some technology. I just saw that Mike.
Yeah, he's back.
Mike Hefner?
Yes, can you hear me? I just unmuted. I'm not sure if I'm audible or not.
There you go.
There we go.
Mike, did you hear my
Sorry, I'm having some technical problems. I'm gonna disconnect and zoom right back in here, see if I make that work. Sorry about that.
So we'll move on. Should we move on to the next item and then?
Yeah, and then have him come back
or
in 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna put you on hold for so you can figure out.
A restart.
Let's go. Let's just put that on hold for a moment and go to the Prado led.
Right. This is the update on planning of in place remediations. So Kevin O'Toole is on vacation, but I said I'd give an update on this. The committee will recall that the planning staff is looking at and working with AECOM on doing on-site remediation, putting the containment unit on the Southbluff property itself. So staff's reaching out to two consulting firms. One is Carlson Land Strategies, and the other one is AECOM to talk to them, maybe get a short little license agreement or contract with them to take a look at that South Bluff property and determine where the best location is to put the camo, the containment unit, in an area where it would minimize any impact to potential development of the South Bluff property for whatever future uses. So we don't have a quote back, but we're waiting one from Peter Carlson of Carlson Land Strategies and one from AECOM. The other update is that the planning staff had given a project briefing to DTSC and refining the project schedule with DTSC. And that concludes the update on that item.
So Mike Hefner, are you ready to brief us? You're muted now.
Anything come back from toxic?
I don't think so. That was not what Kevin shared with me. From toxic, from DTSC. Anything come back from them? No.
He just dropped off. Conversation.
Right, he was going to drop. He was going to drop up and then rejoin.
Okay. Well, do you have anything to share?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, let me
come back.
If the chair would, I had a conversation with Mike, a couple of conversations with Mike, and also shared the site analysis with him. Mike feels that there still may be an opportunity to develop a bridge across the Santa Ana River from the whole Palma area. There may be opportunity to negotiate with some of the properties, a developer to negotiate with some of the properties. On the other side, there's a church school with a schoolyard area. There's a power line easement, and then there's businesses there. And Mike feels that it may be worth exploring further. Should the committee feel that way, to direct staff to perhaps negotiate some type of agreement with Voight again on an hourly basis to look into that type of option. And I think that's really where we'd like to.
And that was going to be your recommendation, your thought to propose for us to consider.
Correct.
For today.
Correct.
How does the
oh no, he looked like he came back.
Okay, sorry about that, people. I really apologize. I had some problems here on my end.
Yes, you are.
Here I am. Hello, everyone. Bruce, Thank you want sir. Me to dive into our analysis?
I just put words in your mouth. So
Bruce just sort of summarized, I think, the conversation and then left it with the committee, like to direct staff to hire Voight to do some due diligence and some potential leasing outreach.
Yes.
To property owners and come back and have that work done and then come back to us.
Correct.
So
we'd have that's sort of an agreement in place or something.
Unless you'd like, Mike, is there anything you want to add or?
Well, yeah, I think the concept is to solicit developers, and you know the product type will remain to be seen. And Bruce, I apologize when I was logging back in. I'm sure you touched on the access issues and trying to acquire some rights through private property owners from La Palma.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that seems to be the only viable alternative to really creating value for the property, other than very short term uses, which are temporary at best and always challenging with the Caltrans access point. So yes, I think that's the direction we would suggest going. What Mike Burnick and I would like to do initially is identify a few of the properties that would be logical access points, of which we think there are two or three that might lend themselves to acquisition of a right of way. And that would be the, kind of running concurrently with trying to solicit bids from developers for the property.
Steve, do you need a motion? I'll make a motion.
Right. But the second, the bids part, we didn't discuss.
No, we're not working on. No, I think we've got to take it a step at a time. I don't think we're ready.
Okay. For I like the idea, but
I think we probably want to maybe negotiate something with Voight. That may include at least some preliminary.
Would you have that brought? Would you have that agreement brought to us at our next board meeting?
Property meeting.
So we have to wait a month to come back to property and then go to the board.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Or just bring it back to the board meeting that you're on. I okay. All right.
Can I ask a question?
Yes. President Green has a question, and we have two more up on the screen.
In light of the problems that we've had with Caltrans, I don't see anything different about this property.
Right.
Is this really worth going forward?
Can I answer that? Put my head down on it. Yes, because we'd be cutting Caltrans out of the deal. We don't have to deal with them anymore. We can go around them. We own the Santa Ana River. We actually own the river.
Okay, that's what
I mean. So we already have that right away. We just got to build a bridge across it.
And we can do that without Caltrans?
We go pontoon bridge.
We probably need Army Corps, okay, but not Caltrans.
And there's an easement with the County of Orange for the bike trail or for use of the river, that part of the river. That would have to be worked out as well.
I would say that this property has so much value, millions and millions of dollars, that unlike the first one that we talked about by the Islands Golf, that there would be entities getting involved that would probably motivate Caltrans to get stuff done. So Roger, you have a question, and then Natalie has a question, I believe. Yes, Roger?
I think it was Natalie first.
Yes, Natalie.
Go ahead.
So when Streeter was doing their analysis, did they give at least a cost range of what a bridge over the river would cost?
No, we don't have that. No.
I mean, I think that's a pretty big first step is what is it going to cost for a bridge? What is it going to cost for right of way? What is it going to cost to build a new street over to the river to get across the bridge? And then what is the increased value of the property? And I know it's millions and millions of dollars, but so is a bridge and so is buying a large strip of property through a commercial area. I think we should have at least some scope of magnitude of those numbers before we continue to throw money at this. So that would be my recommendation.
That could take days or
you could talk to some engineers and get some ballpark numbers on what a bridge would cost.
Does anyone know of a bridge being built recently over, a waterway? I know there was one built by Prado that was built 10 years ago or improved.
Probably $10 million.
Is there like a cost per foot on a bridge, per lane, per foot?
I can probably help get some. Natalie, you're muted.
Okay, great.
I haven't built a bridge in a while. I can't give you costs, but I mean, those kind of numbers are out there at least to give some level of scope. Go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, I thank you. And Steve, may I speak?
Please, yes, of course.
Yeah, yeah. So I was thinking along the same way as Natalie was thinking, that we could probably easily get some preliminary estimates for that. You know, there is a property probably owned by Majestic. It's in the southwest corner of the 605 and 10 interchange in Baldwin Park, I believe, if not City of Industry. That has similar access issue. They had to build a bridge across a, I think it was Wona, something. Anyway, it's a tributary of San Gabriel River. And I believe that that lot is about 15 acres and has some light industrial, some office space there. And so we could probably ask staff or get with a consultant to try to figure out, do some preliminary estimate on potentially, is this a good investment? Because the big ticket item, obviously, is the bridge. And but we got 20 acres, right? I think that should be a relatively easy exercise for our consultant to engage in. Thank you.
I think it's a right of way to get to the river is a very big ticket item too. So I
and the cost for developing that construction package, yes.
Yes.
Is Kevin McCarthy still at Majestic?
No.
Okay. Different Kevin McCarthy. So we can call Majestic and ask them what it cost them.
Director Sheldon, can I make a comment?
Yes, please.
So I agree with Director Meeks and Yo that having cost, well, one thing, when we sold the Ball Road Basin on behalf of the district, we had a very thorough report from Adam Streeter, which was helpful in soliciting at the point that we did go to the marketplace to solicit bids. We had some very reasonable estimates of the potential cost of developing that site. And where, in addition to the cost of the bridge and the construction cost of the right-of-way, where we can add some value is identifying potential acquisitions and an estimate of the cost to acquire that right-of-way. Because that'll just be a private market, a private transaction at that point in time, I would assume. So, you know, Vernick and I can put together an estimated cost of acquiring access rights. And the other critical part of that is, are there properties on the East La Palma corridor that are appropriate for, you know, certainly providing the rights without major construction, removal of a building, or any kind of displacement of a tenant?
Could you get that information and have it back to our board at the next meeting?
We can identify sites and potential costs, yes.
Okay. Are there any other further questions? I'll make a motion that we direct staff to negotiate a contract with Voight and ask Voight to concurrently garner this information to ultimately be brought back to our next property committee meeting.
Isn't this an informational item?
Yes, it is.
Well, I will do that. We'll put this, but we can suggest. Yeah,
right. You could direct staff to inquire,
right,
about what option would be available at Boyd.
Okay, that's it. Great. Thank you for that. That would be my motion.
Well, you don't need a motion. It's not a motion. You just.
Right, you're right. Well,
that's pretty direct. Sure you would tell staff to just do it.
Is anyone? I'm just trying to get input and be an inclusive guy.
Okay. Yeah, Mike, just do it.
then with that said, I'm going to move on to items. Thank you very much, Mr. Hefner and Mr. Verde. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And I'll. We will move on from this item, and we will get to the agendizing for the next meeting, the item number 4 on our agenda. Would that be that the termination?
Number 3 and number 4.
Number 3, I'm sorry, the consent and number 4.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. And are there any director comments? General manager comments?
No comments.
Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you very much. We're adjourned.